The charred wreckage of MH17 scattered across 20 square miles of eastern Ukraine turned the whole area into a vast crime scene. Today, the chairman of the Dutch Safety Board, which headed the main investigation, was categorical.
Flight MH17 crashed as a result of the detonation of a warhead outside the aeroplane, above the left-hand side of the cockpit.
The Russian-made Buk missile was fired from the ground, said the board. A simulation showed the blast a yard away from the plane pierced it with chunks of shrapnel and tore the cockpit clear off. The pilots died instantly, though some passengers may have been conscious for up to a minute and a half. MH17 crashed on Ukrainian territory controlled by Russian-backed separatist militias. Dutch investigators recovered as many pieces as they could and transported them to a hangar in the Netherlands, where, like a grim jigsaw puzzle, they were reassembled. That revealed what had caused the crash, but not who. A separate criminal inquiry will decide that. But defense analyst Elliot Higgins, who provided social media evidence to the Dutch investigators, says photos and satellite data show that a Buk missile launcher was driven into rebel territory from Russia and fired just before the crash.
Based on our research, it looks like that missile launcher came from Russia and was manned by a Russian crew. And that's a huge problem for Russia.
Now, Russia's always denied that, Scott. In fact, it maintains that it was probably the Ukrainian army that fired the missile. And today, a foreign ministry spokesman said that he had serious doubts about the Dutch conclusions.